Thank you for listening to iHeart Communities as we remember 9/11, 20 years later. Our special programming can also be found at mycommunityaccess.com. Now, we have the honor and pleasure to speak with Matt Bacci. His forthcoming book, Sway, is the first memoir told by a child of 9/11. Please welcome author Matt Bacci. Hi, Matt. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. You know, I feel I don't know how to welcome you to our program because I'm happy to talk to you and share your story, but I'm so sorry for your experience as we remember the 20th anniversary of 9/11. So I will just simply turn it to you to let our audience get a little insight of your experiences and how you've handled it.
Yeah, sure. So I lost my dad, John Bacci, on 9/11. He worked at Canada Fitzgerald. And for years, I struggled with trying to figure out what happened to him, and I wanted to know more. And so simply being told that he was dead and that they found him wasn't enough for me. And I spent years trying to look through footage and videos and trying to see if I could find him in one of those photos of people hanging out of the upper floors of the North Tower, and also those who were jumping to their deaths. And I was thinking that maybe he was one of them. And so after agonizing years of pain and trying to sort through all this footage and ask close family members what they thought, I had someone close to me who took advantage of my vulnerability and lied to me and said, yeah, your dad jumped. And he was lying to me so that he could sexually abuse me, which he then did do. And that sort of propelled me into using drugs and alcohol to escape for many years, which is exactly what I did. And I just felt that it was easier to escape and not talk about my emotions and all the things that I was going through and my struggles. I felt that being secretive about everything I was going through and all the things that I was feeling was just the easier, softer path. So after years of drug abuse, I finally got sober. And I've been sober now for over 6 years. And when I got sober, I started talking about everything that I went through. And that's been the resilience that's embedded in my story. And so now I've come full circle with all the things that I've gone through. I was finally came to terms with what I went through, and I talked about my abuse, and I talked about all the struggles that I had regarding my dad's death. And it's been a full circle healing experience for me.
And are you in contact with other children that suffered the same loss you did on 9/11?
One of my best friends lost his dad on 9/11. I have friends that I knew before 9/11 that lost a parent, or excuse me, that they were their dads worked there. Mm-hmm. We were friends before 9/11, but I'm very close with a lot of 9/11 children.
Do you all find comfort in one another? Talk about your experiences, maybe find you have some similarities. I mean, you didn't just lose a loved one because of a horrible accident. You lost a loved one because of a horrible accident, and then adding the layer of a terrorist attack on our country, and that what 9/11 has come to represent, this being the 20th anniversary. So that's a lot to bear, especially for a child, because again, you were 9 at the time. So can you talk about some of those relationships you have today and maybe discuss some of the similarities that you all have gone through?
I won't speak too much on some of their struggles. I mean, some of them have had similar experiences than me, but a lot of them have not. I mean, I am probably in the minority when I say that I spent all that time looking at the footage. A lot of them didn't want to look at that. They didn't want to even see it at all. They had the answers from their moms. They had the answers that maybe they weren't looking for, but it was enough for them to move on, or at least try to. What I will say is, amongst ourselves, we're very vocal. You know, we talk about missing our dads, and we talk about how we're proud of one another that we've come this far. I mean, this is an event that completely transformed all of our lives. And so the fact that we're here today and the fact that we've been able to get through it, I mean, losing a parent at a young age is difficult enough, but losing a parent on, in my opinion, the most sensationalized event in our history really did make it, like, it set itself apart a bit. I think for us, just the constant replaying of the footage is what can be difficult at times, and the fact that people are viewing it in a public way every single year, and really at their own disposal. I mean, you can go and search anything you want regarding 9/11, and it's at your fingertips. So that's not the same for anyone who's lost a parent to something else, like an illness or something along those lines, right? So that is why I think that was one of the more difficult aspects, I think, for many of us, and we've certainly talked about that.
Tell me about your dad.
My dad was just a loving, genuine person. He loved life. He loved family, friends, and he put everyone before himself. And I think also in his darkest moments and in his final moments, his true self came to light and was portrayed. You know, he faced his death in an altruistic manner and didn't want anyone to be scared. And so he was just a brave and courageous person. And I think that that was shown in his final moments. And I don't know, it's just it was so heartbreaking to lose him, but it was more heartbreaking to lose someone so full of life at a young age. I just wish that he was here through all of this. He worked at Kenneth Fitzgerald on the 105th floor of the North Tower.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me about what you hope people will get out of your book, other than maybe seeing a stream of hope and seeing your story and a little bit of inspiration that you can survive and you can get better and you can talk about mental health, because we have to normalize that. So what is your hope of this book, your book, Sway?
Well, I'm imploring people, I guess, to see that there is the side of 9/11 that maybe they're not accustomed to seeing, right? I'm trying to be, I guess, a voice in many ways for 9/11 children and show the world that we went through immense struggles, but we're here today, right? We're here today as stronger and better people. And I mean, it wasn't an easy path for me by any means, but the fact of the matter is I am here today. And I think people will see that in reading my book, that there are elements to 9/11 that probably are unknown. I've had many people reach out to me and just say that they had no idea about certain things, such as just the details of the footage and all that and whatnot. And so for people to read my book, it's showing a side of 9/11 that they probably have not seen before. And especially from a child's perspective, and as I grew up a little bit, knowing that 9/11 wasn't just for me that day. In many ways, my life started on September 12th, and all the things that I went through regarding 9/11 were followed in those next years. And so as everyone has gone forward in their lives, this is something that I've carried with me for 20 years.
Matthew Bocci, the first child of a 9/11 victim to write a book. It is called Sway, and I encourage you to read it. I'll have all the links up there. I appreciate your time today. Of course, sending you big hugs and continued strength as you carry on your dad's legacy and, of course, your message of hope to all the children of those and family members who lost a loved one on 9/11 on this 20th anniversary of that date. So thank you for your time today, and I hope you'll come and visit us again.
Thank you so much for having me. Seriously.